The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And I'm happy to bring in my good friend, one of President Trump's greatest economic advisors ever, talking about Stephen Moore, of course. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hey, Greg, great to be with you. By the way, my good friend, the best man at my wedding, Larry Kudlow, might take a little exception to what she just said, but it's a nice thing to say. And by the way, you know, don't you think, like, every day that Biden is in office, people... So, you know, Donald Trump, I didn't like a lot of the things he said or the way he acted, but boy, his policy sure worked a lot better than what we got today.
Well, you would think people would be saying that for sure. I wanted to bring up a topic.
I hear more of it, by the way, Grant. I hear more of that every day. I really do. You know, people, you see, like, Trump's numbers in the polls are rising. Now, he's still underwater. He's still only got about 40% support, but still, that's up from, like, 30%, you know, after the election. So people are starting to see that this economy is so fragile and so precarious, and the debt is so out of control that it's almost like, you know, you've got a sixth grader, you know, driving down the highway in a Porsche at 80 miles an hour.
Well, it clearly, you and I both agree the spending has gotten so out of control. I do believe that's what's driving the inflation. You know, someone explained it to me like this, Stephen. They said, look, over the years, we've put $8 trillion into the economy. And it's not like a zero-sum game where some people lost $8 trillion and other people's gained $8 trillion. You basically put $8 trillion into the economy. And for the most part, it was wealthy job creators that got the $8 trillion. So there's a ton of money in society today being floated around, which is why you see places like South Florida and the real estate still exploding. Right. That money was basically handed into a lot of people got real wealthy with the $8 trillion being thrown into society.
Well, here's my thinking about it. You know, you're exactly right. That obviously the match that lit the forest fire of this, you know, what happened, it went up to 9.2% inflation. Now we're at about 6%, you know, which is still way, way too high. And that's caused huge financial stress on Americans. The average family has lost about $3,500 in purchasing power. And the reason that that happened is because the government was just, you know, pouring like it was monopoly money into the economy, and that makes the dollars that are already in the economy worth less, and it destroys people's lifetime savings because, you know, the amount of the value of your lifetime earnings has been reduced. And incidentally, I don't know if you saw the other day, there was a lead story in the Wall Street Journal on the front page about how Zimbabwe. You ever seen the $100 trillion Zimbabwe bill?
I have not, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, there is a hundred. I have a couple of my wallet right now. Do you know what they're worth?
Pennies.
About 35 cents. So what happened in Zimbabwe, and this is a good economic lesson for people, is they got into more and more economic problems. In an economic crisis, what they started doing was putting more and more zeros on their bills. So, like, the $100 Zimbabwe bill was $1,000, then $10,000, then $100,000, $1 million. And so it got to the point where almost, not quite, almost the Zimbabwe $100 trillion dollar was less than the paper it was printed worth. So now that's an extreme example, but you can see what happens when you have a country that inflates its currencies and devalues it. At some point, it gets to the point where it's worth nothing. Now, look, we're not near that point yet, but it does erode, you know, the value of the dollars that you have in your savings accounts and your pocket and your paycheck.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, just when you influx that much money into the economy, the value has to go down. I mean, it has to. I don't understand why the Democrats don't understand this, or if they do, they just don't care. But I wanted to ask you.
See, here's the thing. They think that this is a way to redistribute the income from the producers to the non-producers. Because, look, if somebody walked up to you and said, hey, Brent, here's $10,000, you'd say, wow, thank you. Yeah, I won the lottery. But that $10,000 comes from somebody else. That's what I want to explain to your listeners. It's not like the government is just, you know, it's like manna from heaven. You know, if the only way the government can give you $10,000, Grant, is to take $10,000 away from me.
But, Stephen,
right?
They print it. We know they're printing money.
Of course.
And so they're not really taking it from anybody. They're not really taking it.
No. See, this is the point. When they print money, what that does is says anybody with money out there, now the value of your money is worth less. That's the whole lesson of what happened in a country like Zimbabwe or Venezuela or Argentina. It doesn't matter how many zeros
yes.
you put on your bills. If you're going to print money, you're
yes,
going to make
but,
the money
but Stephen,
worth less.
It's worth less, yes. But that money yeah. gets printed, then how do they get it to the people? Well, they give it to the banks. And what do the banks do? They yeah. were basically loaning it for free. So there was free
yeah,
money
true.
Being
that's
flown
true.
Into yeah. society.
Yes, you're exactly right about that. And so this free money, and by the way, one of the reasons that these banks like Silicon Valley Bank went bankrupt is that they were purchasing treasury bills, that like 10 or 30 year treasury bills. Remember when the interest rates were really low? And now that the interest rates have gone up because the Fed had to raise interest rates because the Congress is spending too much money, then all of a sudden when they tried to sell those bonds, they were worth less. And so all of a sudden they have these massive deficits. So there's always somebody who loses when you have what you need from prosperity is a stable currency, a currency that retains its value. That's the whole definition of what a currency is for, is to retain its value. If you have a government that keeps spending and spending and spending and inflating, then the currency not just loses its value, it loses its purpose.
Yeah. Well, that is most certainly
that's
true.
That's your economics lesson for the day, okay?
And it all makes sense. And in the end, here's the if you don't want to weigh yourself down in the weeds, here's the economic lesson for the day. The Biden administration means we're all screwed.
I think you put it very succinctly, you know. But the truth is, like, they're well-meaning. I think let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're well-meaning people. It's just that they've got their economics backwards. You can't produce wealth by printing money. If you did, then all we would need is just more ink and yeah. more paper, and then we would be a rich country. By the way, one other quick thing. You yeah. know, they also don't want to bring back. I testified yesterday before the House Budget Committee, and I said, look, we got to bring back work for welfare requirements so that if you're, you know, the government, if you fall on tough times, yeah, we're going to give you money so you don't lose your home or you don't go, you know, hungry. But you also have to work for those benefits. And the Democrats said, no, we don't want that. Now, yeah. why would they not want to make people work for a paycheck rather than get money from the government? Maybe it's because they want people to be dependent on government.
Of course. Of course they do. It's the setup job. It's the big hoax.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen
yep.
Moore, at Stephen Moore is where you can find him. Tell me where else. Jen always has this stuff down. Where else can we find you?
Well, I want every one of your listeners to get the Committee to Unleash Prosperity hotline. I know you get it, Grant. And just go to our headline. And by the way, you want to talk about inflation? You know how much this costs, Grant? Zero. It's free.
I love
just
it.
Go to the website, Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Get the hotline. You'll be the smartest person in the room.
Stephen Moore, I always love talking to you, buddy. Thank you for coming on this
you
morning.
Too. Take
All
care,
right.
Matt. Bye.
Yep, we'll see you later.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.